Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. When longtime building contractor Pete Peterson of Fort Pierce was growing up in Wisconsin, his mother treated his sore throats with goose grease. She'd take grease from a Canadian honker, smear it on a sock, and wrap the sock around Pete's neck. Much later, after moving to Fort Pierce, Peterson raised some geese of his own. A friend in Tallahassee gave him 8 goose eggs, and he brought them home in his truck.
I wrapped the eggs in towels in the hot water and took them out to Mac Varn when I got back. Mac was a great duck, goose, wild bird carer. He put them in his incubator, and within 2 days they started hatching. So I hatched 7 out of the 8 eggs.
How did they get along without a mother? You became kind of a surrogate.
When I took the little goslings home, I had them out in a small little cage, and he said, do not put water in there where they could try to swim because they'll turn upside down. They have to have their mother's grease on their wings. I just put the water out and they'd stick their neck through the fence to drink. I had my shop and I leased a part of the 16 acres to Dow's Nursery. And they had 2 irrigation ponds. So when the goslings got big enough, I would lock the gates so no one would see me, and I would act as Mother Goose and go into one of the irrigation ponds, and they would follow me, and they learned to swim.
They followed you in a single file, I bet?
In a single file. But they learned to swim, and they grew up to full size, all of them.
Nobody ever saw you playing the role of Mother Goose, Pete?
No, thank goodness. They would have thought I had gone bonkers. I fed them all the time, and they were happy as they could be. But all of a sudden, I missed one, and I hunted all over the 16 acres, couldn't find any wings because they're fighters.
So if there had been wings, that would have meant that a predator had fought with them.
That is correct. I'd seen fox out there, and of course there was coons. There was one panther out there at one time.
And where are we talking about? How far out from Fort Pierce?
Jenkins Road, which is just 1.5 to 2 miles.
But anyway, you started missing some of your geese.
Yes, I would miss one, and I'd hunt all over looking for feathers. I thought maybe the predator ran off with it. Then in a couple of weeks, I lost another one. This went on until I didn't have any left. I finally figured out somebody was having goose dinner.
A human predator, perhaps.
Yes.
Goose meat, how does it taste compared to turkey and chicken and duck?
It's darker. Well, goose and duck, wild ducks, taste about the same.
You never ate any of these pets, right?
No, heavens no. I couldn't possibly eat one of my little goslings. They have pecking order, and I called the kind of the leader Mother Goose.
Is that determined by size or just plain old bossiness?
They're all practically the same size.
So what determines the pecking order? Just who's stronger and more pushy?
Yes, the one that's pushy and most aggressive. That's the leader. You have that even in people.
So you never used any of the grease from these geese to treat a sore throat?
No, it was only my mother's remedy. After I left Wisconsin, I forgot about all goose grease. I never did appreciate being wrapped with goose grease and old socks.
Pete Peterson has been building homes and commercial buildings in Fort Pierce for more than 6 decades. He was married to the late historian Olive Dame Peterson for 62 years. Be sure to listen to Flora Days online. Go to WQCS.org and click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows. I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering food or a